Okay, good morning.
Good morning.
It's a special Messias Nefesh this morning after Slichas last night. Difficult to maintain the regular schedule. This week's Amud was Daf Yudches. Yudches, basically the first Amud in the second Perek. Majority of this week's Omud is in the category of Agarita, Divrei Agoda, as opposed to Divrei Halocha. Now it's important to have the proper outlook and view on a Gemara, which is the Riagoda, Darshanim Psukim. The reading many times is very easy and it goes quickly, but as we mentioned one time in the past, that there is definitely deeper meaning in what the Gemara is saying, rather than just the surface level. As a matter of fact, it's known that the Chachomim actually concealed and hid the messages in the Divrei Agoda purposely, that it shouldn't fall into the hands of those who don't understand it properly and will take it out of proportion. And therefore, the Divrei Agoda specifically was something which was handed over from Rav the Talmud, from hand to hand, similar to the concept that we know as far as Kabbalah. Divrei Kabbalah, things like that, which is not something that anyone could just sit down and learn and understand. The mafteches, the keys of how to understand these concepts, are handed over al peh, mirav le Talmud, and only if someone has a proper chinuch in these things could he actually understand what it is. Without the proper tools, one goes to learn it, he's gonna misunderstand and take things out of proportion, and things will not come out properly. Similarly over here, that the real main point and the main message is something which is really hidden, which is deeper, and we have to probe down, we have to be makabel from Mirav LeTalmud and what the message in these Gemaras is. This is just the general outlook on it. Even if we don't know what the message is, but it's important to have a proper outlook on this Gemara, on these kind of Gemaras. In fact, the Gemara over here is talking about the Harishon, how the original creation was. Well, we have to realize that, of course, these things are out of our grasp and perception. Of the Marishan, we can't by no means compare our ideas and our things to the Yitzir Kappa of the Rabbeinu Shalom. So, with that understanding, we're talking about something which is far from us. That doesn't mean that we can't take lessons out of it, but the relation to these topics has to be put into the proper perspective. We can't try to understand them by our, daily doings, what happened to me and how I think about it. Oh, that's what that means, right? We have to take a step out of it, and we're talking about something which we don't have these kind of things in our everyday, and try to understand something which is really a little bit out of our concept, and bring ourselves up rather than bring these ideas into our mundane world. The Gemara on Omer Beis, in this discussion, mentions things which are halacha. They find their way into the Rambam, into Shulchan Aruch, and these things are not generally learned or discussed. But I was thinking that being that we are learning the Gemara right now, and we're actually going through a opportune time. Right now, we started Slichas last night. We're within the week of Rosh Hashanah, an important time. Nach besod rachenav nach kair, we say that we search out our ways. You have to find out, as we saw the other week. In the Gemara of Yimashmish Mashmish Maisav, you have to find out what is the right way. What is the right way? Many times that, you know, for whatever reason, we're not even walking on the right path concerning certain inyanim, and we have to find out about them. at least get a little perception. And then we could build ourselves. I just wanted to mention over here, Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch, Hilchsishus, in Simen Chof Aleph. Simen Chof Aleph. The title of the simen, he calls it "L'hisrachik min ha'arayis," to stay far away from arayis, from women, which are not permitted to a person. Now, the Mechaber says as follows: "Tzorach adam l'hisrachik mehanoshim me'oid me'oid." A person has to l'hisrachik, to distance himself from women, ma'oid ma'oid, very much, a double lashon, ma'oid ma'oid. As a matter of fact, the Beis Shmuel, which is one of the Nisei Kelim over here in Shulchan Aruch, in Sifkot and Aleph, right away, in the expression that the Mechaber says, ma'oid ma'oid, the Beis Shmuel says, l'fish nafshu shel od mecham dosan, Chazal tell us, Gezel varayis is nafshu shel mecham dosan, that a person, the makeup of a person is that he has a desire, right? Human being is created like that, right? No one's exempt from this. Nafshu shel mecham dosan, l'chein kosav ma'oid ma'oid. That's why the Mechaber says ma'oid ma'oid. A person has to be very, very careful. Because if a person is not careful, then, you know, his natural tendency is going to bring him to places where he shouldn't be. And he continues on for also lekreitz biyodav veberaglav and mizbeinav lechmerayis also lischaykimo lehakaroisha knegdo oy lehabe biyofia. You have to stay very far away. Very far away. Talks about histaklus, looking. Now he brings Argimor. Argimor says over here, Gemara on Beis, lo yahalech odom achare isho bederech. Person should not walk behind a woman on the street. Even if his own wife. Rashi says shehignai loy by ishtoy. Right? We understand, or we see that the importance not ishtoy, but filu ishtoy. Even if a person is meets up in an area which is difficult, nevertheless, he should try to get away from being behind a woman. The Gemara says, and this is the Mechaber brings this halacha. This is halacha. All these things the Mechaber says in the previous din is Shema Yovei Laharerbo. Right? Thoughts might enter a person's mind. Therefore, a person has to stay far away. Paga Ish Bishuk, Osel Halchachreel, Elorots, Umasalkal Itzdodim, Oila Acherov. Pask in halacha, a person should not be in a position that will be a test for him. Walking behind a woman is a nisoyin for a person. A person should not remain in that situation. Get himself out of the situation. Now, I mean, these are things that today's society are so far from us, being that there's a lot of interaction which is not our choice. It has to be. But on the other hand, that we have to be aware. You know, what is a b'dieved situation that we don't have a choice, and to have the proper outlook. Rav Dessler, in his translation of the Al Chetz that we say on Yom Kippur, he translates all the al-chaits with a certain way. And there's one of the al-chaits that say, al-chait shechaton lefonecha ba'oinis, under duress. I believe he translates this a little bit different. And he says like this, what we're referring to over here is chatoim, which we committed as a result of situations of oinus. And he explains what this means. This means that, true, a person is in an oinus, a person doesn't have a choice, you know, he's exempt. But on the other hand, a person has to keep the oinus, a person has to keep that situation confined to what it is. He calls it to be mafriz al ha'oinus. If a person allows the oinus to extend further than it really requires, that is the root of this al-chet. That what we're confessing to the Bnei Shalom is that in because of situations of oinus that we had, and therefore we were allowed to do certain things, but we allowed it to get out of proportion, and once it was mutter there, extended further. Right? And this is a very important thing. Right? This itself is a test, because a person's sensitivity toward things which are also has to do with how much interaction he has. A person doesn't have any interaction, it's much easier to maintain that sensitivity. But if a person is forced to have some degree of interaction, he loses his sensitivity, and that's the root of the oinus extending to really further than it really requires. So that's all we have to. It's important for us to strengthen our outlooks on different areas from time to time, especially this time of year, and see if things are getting a little out of proportion. And this is the time that we have to once again set up the boundaries, fix the mechitzas, fix the walls, and set things up as they are. Right? We have to know if whatever, sometimes the original oinus is not even existent anymore. Right? You know, because at one point of time that was my situation, you know, but today it doesn't even exist. So we have to go back and see that if the situation exists at all, and even if it exists, to put up the boundaries, the mechitzas, and don't allow the oinus to be over exaggerated. I mean, you see from the way the Gemara talks about this a little further, the Gemara says, "Monoyach am ha'oretz hoya." Concerning this, it says the Masi went achrei ishtoi. The Gemara says that according to the original understanding, what achrei ishtoi means. I feel a bit rav nami loy koro. That even worse than Amoritz, he doesn't even know what children in school know. It's a pasuk in the Torah. V'atokum rifan harisept v'atikav la hagmam t'lach achreish roelif nehoish. This is something that when you read this pasuk, this is the implication. This should be the simple lessons that we take out of these psukim. These are the simple sensitivities that a Jew had and should have. And you know, because of our situations and where we live, and our sensitivities are weakened, and out of proper order. But this is something that when we learn Gemaras, this is what we should be looking out for, right? You know, what are the sensitivities of a Jew? Right? We're not going to find out, you know, from looking in the streets. Right? We have to look at Chazal. Right? Tell us, in a normal situation, you know, how does the Jew function? You know, we don't live in a normal situation now, but if we want to try to perfect ourselves and try to nurture proper sensitivities, you have to find, I mean, a base. How do they look? What does the Jew look like? Right? You have to look back, right? Chazal, even not that far back. Right? We could look back to our grandparents, our great-grandparents, right? They had the inborn sensitivities of a Jew, right? Even if they weren't as learned maybe as we are today. But one thing that they were definitely miles ahead of us in the simple sensitivities that you didn't have. Feeling to ruchnius. That's what we have to be looking for. I wanted to, now getting back to the sugya of Erevin, there's a very important question that right away Mr. Stepp brought up when he learned already last week, the first Mishnah over here about Pasi Birois. Let's see what the Mishnah tells us as follows. Beginning, this is on Daf Yizayin Omer Beis, the beginning of the Perek. The Mishnah says as follows. Oisim Pasli Birois. That one may make Pasin boards, planks, setting up a mechitza, which is made of these planks, we'll see, libirois, for a well. And the Mishnah goes explains how it's done. There's a machlekes, a mayor, a Yehuda, more explains what the machlekes is. What we're doing over here is that we're setting up corner pieces. In each corner, we're having a corner piece that it's made up of a board, which is an ammo going this way and an ammo that way. Right? So in each corner, you have one of these corner pieces, 10 tefachim high. The Gemara says that's the size of a mechitza, and it's vav tefachim wide. So what comes in is that on each side you have two ammas. Right, one over here, and one over here. And then on this side, again, you have this one and that one. That's what comes out, and there's a space in between. There's a malachis in the Gemara, in the Mishnah over here, how large the space in between can be. Is it 10 amas, or is it 13 amas? And the piece, that's this halacha over here, or it's in passing. The Gemara explains that this was a kula that Chazal allowed for Oyle Regolim. people came to be Oile Regel, and they needed to be able to water their animals. Now, this Be'er in Rishus Rabim, being that it was 10 Tfachim deep, and it was a Dalet al Dalet, we had it in Rishus HaYochim. So to draw the water out and put it onto the side, you're taking it from Rishus HaYochim to Rishus Rabim, which is an Isser Deraisim. So in order to make things possible to give water to the animals, so we have the halacha pasi birois, difficult to set up a full mechitza. So Chazal allowed the Oile Regalim to set up this kind of mechitza, right? And the idea is that it's going to create a Rishus HaYochid in that area. So now you're taking from the Rishus HaYochid to another Rishus HaYochid, as long as you're in the confines of this partition off area. That's the of Pasi Birois. Pasin, these are these boars that Birois that are used to be matted to take water from the Be'er. And like we saw in the Gemara a little bit, this is the big machlek is exactly where the heter was said from, said to Be'er, Bo, Rabim, Yochid, right? That's the Gemara talks about over here, which is actually it's in the mission later on. Now, obviously, that if Chazal are letting us do this, that means that such a mechitza over here has a din of a mechitza from the Torah, right? Because if we're dealing with taking from the Rishus HaYochid and the Rishus Rabim, that's what we're doing. We need to put up something which in the Torah has the chashivas of a mechitza, which will create a Rishus HaYochid over here. The truth is that definitely it's simple, but the Gemara itself also says that very clearly. The Gemara says as follows on the Chof. A little bit later, the Gemara says about halfway down. The Gemara says, "Zidmar Amar Abalaza Hazorik LeBein Pasi HaBiroyes Chayev." Let's say someone is in Rishus Harabin, right? He's not standing within the Biroy, the Pasi Biroyes. He's standing outside. He throws something from there into the Pasi, right? So he's taking something from Rishus Harabin into the Pasi. Chayev, he's Chayev Chatzos. He just was moitzi from Rishus Harabim into Rishus HaYochid. And the Gemara exclaims on that, Pshita. Right? The Gemara says, it's on the Chof Omen Aleph. Right? Yeah, around over here. Hazorek Lebein HaPasin, someone throws something from Rishus Harabim into this area that's within the Pasin. He's Chayev HaKol Mechatas for Yitzah on Shabbos. Echnosim. The Gemara asks, Pshita. That's simple. What's he calling to tell me? Ilav mechitzahi, if it didn't have a relevance of a real mechitza, heichi mishtri leila malis. How would Chazal allow you to be matter it? Right? So this is what the Gemara says over here, that that it's simple. I mean, Chazal can't give you a heter on an iser in the Torah. So that means it has to have, most be that has a relevance of a mechitza in the Torah. And therefore, it would seem to be that this has a relevance of a mechitza Torah. However, generally, Chazal don't want you to use it, this kind of mechitza. And that's why we look at this as a kula for early regolim. Right? But of course, they didn't create something new. Right? It has to have a chashivas of a mechitza in the Torah. Right? That even... Right? Even not for a little golem. This itself has a chashibas of a mechitza. However, Chazal, in all year round situations, don't want you to use such a thing. That's why this is not functioning in halacha as a mechitza. It's not in use only when by a little golem, because of the situation, Chazal felt it was necessary to give it a kula. So then they allowed you to rely on this mechitza min hater. Right? This is what it says over here. This has to be the simple chesed. Now the question on that is the Gemara that we had previously on that Pes Vav Amud Beis. More left Pes Vav Amud Beis, right after the Mishnah of Shayosh Achons Bebikam, the Mishnah talks about the din of Poritz Ka'inim. You have a Mechitza, which part of it is Oimid, part of it is it's closed off, and all the other part is Poritz, it's open. More had the Machlek is over here that at what point does it lose its Chashivas of a Mechitza? Does the Mechitza need that it should be Oimim Ruba Al HaParetz, that the Oimim, the closed part, is more than the open part, and therefore once it's Paretz Ka'imim, once they're equal, then it loses its Chashivas of a Mechitza. Or Paretz Ka'imim, all you need is Paretz Ka'imim. They have to be, as long as you have the amount of Oimim, which is equal to the Paretz, then it's also good. However, everyone agrees over here that Paretz Meruba Al Oimim is not a Mechitza. The Gemara over here, in explaining the Machlokes, the Gemara says, we'll just read a couple lines, Itmar, Poritz Ka'oimit, if it's equal, the Poritz and the Oimit, the open part and the closed part of the Mechitza. Rav Papa on a Mutter, Rav Papa says it's good. Rav Huna Bar Yavishu Omar, it's also. Rav Papa on a Mutter, Hochi Agbrei Rachmona L'Moshe. This is the what the Rebbeinu Shleilam taught Moshe Rabbeinu. Simply it means the Halacha Mishmesinai of Mechitzas that we saw in previous sugya. The following is what the Rebbeinu Shleilam told him. Loi Tifritz Rubu. Don't, when you're making Mechitzas, make sure that the Poritz is not more. So that implies that, but as long as it's not more, it's a good Mechitzas. That's what Rav Papa says. Rav Huna Bar Yavishua Amar, it's awesome. Why? Hochi Ag Merachmon LaMoshe. This is what the Rebbeinu Shleilam taught Moshe. Gidol Rubu. That you should close off most. Now you gotta close off mold, so if it's equal, it's no good. You have to have Oimim Merubah Al-Poritz. So this Gemara seems to imply there's a din d'oraisa that you can't have mostly Poritz. You can't have more Poritz than Oimim. That's everyone agrees. The question is if it's equal. But if you have Poritz Merubah Al-Oimim, then it's for sure no good. Now, in our case over here, Pasi Birois, it's definitely Poritz Merubah Al-Oimim. So this is the question that rises over here, that how does this work? The Gemara tells us over here, everyone agrees that Lachal Mesh Sinai, that you need, at least Paretz Ka'imit, you can't have Paretz Meruba Al-Oimit. And on the other hand, the Dinah Pasi Birois, over here, like we explained, Midaraisa is a good Mechitza. So how do we make these two things agree with each other? This is a big question. The Rishonim deal with this question. Right? The Rashbam asked this question already back on Daf Tezvov Amud Beis. There are two answers that the Rishonim say over here. I'll first mention what he says, what he brings from the Ravid. The Ravid says as follows. The Ravid says something which, on the one hand, it's an easy remedy. On the other hand, it's a chiddush that this is what the Gemara means. The Ravid says that this Gemara over here in the sugya of Paretz Ka'imit Tezvav Amud Beis is not talking midaraisa. Not talking midaraisa. He's talking about on the level of drabonim, and he explains how even though the Gemara says Hachi Agar Nachman LaMoshe, which definitely sounds like it's talking about a deraisa likedin, he explains how that Lashon doesn't mean to imply that. This is what the Rashba brings from the Ravid. Midraisa l'gabe mechitza afilu poritz mula lo'imid hu. That from the din Torah, even if you have poritz mula lo'imid, it has a din of a mechitza. For hocha b'gzeris rabbonim pligi. And the sugya on the aftez vav on the base is concerning gzeris rabbonim. Marsov and Rabbanon, that Rabbanon have a requirement of to have a larger degree of Oymid. The question, like Machlokes, is how much do the Rabbanon require? And he says something that you need the rabbi to say such a thing, right? You know, if we would try to think to say such a thing, you know, we would not have the right to say this. Right? It's also an important thing to know, right? That certain things you need a rishon to say, right? So if a person would say such a thing, and then go and tell you that, I'm right, I found it in the Ravid, you're not right, because you can't say such a thing. Right? Right? If you say it, we throw you out of the Beis Medrash. Right? You can't say such a thing. Important to know. The Ravid says, this that the Gemara says, Hochi Agri Achmon al Moshe, the Fisher Kol Agzeri Shafsin Chachom Ligzor Nizgavlo al Moshe B'Sinai. That's what the Gemara means. Since the Rebbeinu Shalom revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu on Hasina all the upcoming gzeiros that Chazal will make, so that's what more means. Hachi ag merachman. This is what the Rebbeinu Shalom taught Moshe Rabbeinu about an upcoming gzeiro. Then he brings a raya to a certain point that the Rashba is not so happy with the raya. But let's hear what happens. So the rabbi just told us, right? This, like mentioned, this is the easy etzah. If you could, get around what the Gemara seems to be mashma, right? So this is the easiest etzah, right? We'll say that really poros meruel emet is still good, and fine. That's the din of pasi birois. It's good because poros meruel emet is fine. Midaraisa. There's exer dabonon that you need more. Machlek is over here on the aftes vav. How much more you need? And that's why generally you can't use pasi birois. By the situation of Oliver Golem, Chazal suspended their gzeira. They weren't goyzer over there, however you understand. And therefore they were ukmeh deraisa, and that's why it's good. Because midaraisa, even poros meruel al ha'omid is good. Right? That's the rabbi is telling us.
Again, Lashon Gemara, how do we touch Lashon Gemara, the midaraisa of Moshe?
That means that Rabbanu Shalom taught Moshe, he taught him the Gzeirat Rabbanu, which will be in the future. That's what he says. We don't mean to imply that Rabbanu Shalom taught Moshe that this is a din in the Torah. Right? He revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu all the upcoming Gzeirat that Chazal and future generations will do. This is how the rabbi translates the Gemara. Now, you know, whether we like it or not, but you know, this is a Ravid. Right, you know, we can't, right? It's not for us, right? We couldn't say it, and now the rabbi says it. We can't argue on the rabbi. You know, this is what the rabbi says. Right? It's not for us really to give an opinion on this. Right? Here's what the rabbi says. Yeah, we have to see how the rishonim accept this or don't accept this. Right? But this is not for us. Right? The rabbi probably knew how to learn a gemara a lot better than us, and just because it doesn't sound so good to us. Right, it has no bearing on what the rabbi says. Right, also important. Right, we don't have an opinion. Right, amongst you know the group of the Rishonim. Right. Now the Rashba himself says he's madcha the raya, the proof that he brings. He says haraya nitchis, the raya that the rabbi brought to a certain point that he was saying. That's pushed away. Aval efsha shahadover emes. But it's possible that's true. What he's saying. And he says, and he brings a different raya, a ktsas raya. So you see that the Rashba over here on Daf Tezvov is accepting what the Ravid's saying. Efsha shahadover emes. And he brings a ktsas raya to what he says. It's interesting to note that the Rashba, I think it was on Tezvav Omer Beis. I don't see it right now. Oh. Yeah. On Tezayin Omer Beis, once again, he brings it. The Rashba, when he's discussing Maskonos HaGemara, the Din, the past act of Papa, so he once again brings the Ravid. He says, according to the Ravid, a question that Tosfos asks doesn't start. And he says, Abul Kfar Dochinu Lomailo, Shein Hadvor Mirin Kein. Right, over here, when he's talking about the Ravid, you know, he says that we already pushed away the Ravid's Prat, Shein Hadvor Mirin Kein. Right, it's over here, it's not over here. It seemed like, you know, he was accepting it, but a little bit later he says that in has one mirin came. Tosfos by us also deals with the question. Tosfos in the beginning of the parak. The very first Tosfos in the second parak, in short words, deals with this big question. The first place is Eisnabod Yumdin. We make these four corner pieces. The Yumdin, the Gemara says, is the Yu Amudim. Two Amudim, right? It's one plank, which is like a double plank. It has two to attach. That's what it is. Taisa asks, Hochi Agmar Achmona Lemoishal Tifetz Ruba. Taisa asks, how does this work out with what we said before? Halacha from Sinai, that you can't have Poritz Meruba Lohoimid. Over here by Pasi Birois, the porous is definitely more than the oimid. Tastes as follows. Hainu hecha de leka shom dalid mechitzis ki hocha. That's only when you don't have four mechitzis like you have here. The hoil the iku b'chol tzad, am amikan, choshev pesach. Tastes says that there's a difference whether you have four mechitzis, you're totally surrounded, or if you don't have all four mechitzes. This is the difference that Tosfos makes. Tosfos says both things are true. Definitely that Gemara is talking about the Din Midaraisa. And generally, when you're dealing with a mechitza, a singular mechitza, or at least less than four mechitzes, then each mechitza needs to have that it's not Poritz Mulal HaOmid. Definitely. That's sugi over here. We're dealing with a situation where you have four mechitzas. Four mechitzas already, and obviously you're totally surrounded with mechitzas. This situation is different.
That's a quick question. In the case of a mavoi that's sasum, that has a lechi, we can't say that lechi is like we can't say that lechi is a mechitza, like we say like by sukkah. But the third wall is a mashahu.
What do you mean to ask the Tosfos
over here is over here the case is different because we have four mechitzas. Over there, Gemara over there on Tess on the base is talking about the case where there aren't four mechitzas. So how do we view a lechi, a mechitza or not a mechitza?
Well, Tosfos says over here that you have on each amma. That's what Tosfos says over here. That you have each side, each wall has an amo mikan and amo mikan. Right?
I mean
that, if you want to relate that to this, that you don't have, right? You're right on your fourth wall opening out. You don't have that, right? So
the lechi won't count as not.
Right, it's not right. It's not the lechi's on only on one side. It's not about right.
So it means to say it's not even the al mechitzas. It's the dal mechitzas of an am. It's not even just dal mechitzas.
It's dal mechitzas. Yeah, right.
Well, there's the concept.
You don't have a lechi doesn't have to be an am.
Right. Yeah. The concept, right, is you have four mechitzas. If you have four mechitzas, which are made up, right, like you're saying, of each one of the mechitzas has an amamikan, that has the chashivas of kipshutai, what we're saying over here, has the chashivas of a mechitza midaraisa, and over there, even if it's poros mrubal ha'imir, it's good.
They weren't talking about lachitz. They were talking about.
I'm asking a question.
Right, right. So lechi would not fit the, this din over here. So I just wanted to say over. It's a little bit late now. Just wanted to say over an explanation in this. There are a few different explanations in how to understand what's different about this. What makes this different? How does this work differently? So I saw something. I'll mention. You could think about this. The Gemara says in a few places we had in Masechet Shabbos that if we have an omud which is 10 tefachim high and which has a dalet al dalet, right? It's a solid block. On top is a Rishus HaYochid. Tel Gavoya Yud, right? Has a dinner of Rishus HaYochid. Now, what makes that into Rishus HaYochid? So this is a question in the Rishonim. However, there is a Ramban, Shittas Ramban, in the Gemara on Shabbos, Daf Tzadi Tes, which says something interesting. He says that this Omud, the Din Rishus HaYochid, is just the platform itself. The ear space above that does not have a din of Rishus HaYochid. It's just the platform itself. And that's how we learn a Gemara over there. If someone throws Mr. Rabbi and it lands on here, that's the basis of the Gemara Shiloh over there, whether Yechayev being being that the object is not totally in the Rishus HaYochid, just it's sitting on the Rishus HaYochid, but it's taking up space in the Mokum Tur. That's how we learn the Gemara. And therefore, some of us learn from this Ramban that the Rishus HaYochid over there, which was created, is not through conventional mechitzes. Not mechitzes. There's a different way to create a Rishus HaYochid if that area is mufrosh and muvdol. It is separated from the Rishus Rabbim. Even if it's separated with something which doesn't necessarily have a chashivus of a mechitza. If we have something which is separated 10 tefachim away from the Rishus Rabbim, that in itself gives the chashivus of a Rishus HaYochid. And based on that concept, this is how some mefarshim explain what Tosis means by Pasei Birois. Pasei Birois do not have the chashivus of a mechitza. It's not a mechitza. These are two different dinim over here. When you want to make a mechitza, something which has a din mechitza, that's the sugya on Aftes Vavom and Beis. Those are the guidelines. Porat Meruba will be mevatel the Torah's mechitza. You have nothing. What Tosis says over here, the guidelines with dalet mechitzas over here, right? The Tosis talks. It's not working with the guidelines of mechitza. It's working with the guidelines of creating some kind of separation. You're making a mokum, an area which is separated from the Rishus HaRabim, similar to that of Omud, which doesn't necessarily have mechitzas over there. If you could somehow divide it from the Rishus HaRabim, even without mechitzas, if it has the proper guidelines, like Tosfos says over here, if it's completely surrounded from all four sides with an amu mizeh, the guidelines that Tosfos gives us, this is the din deraisa which creates a mokum mifnei atzmai. That's what this is. But this doesn't have a chashivus of a mechitza. And there are certain nafkaminis which will come out being that this doesn't have a din of a mechitza. Certain nafkaminis, we know that the Moran Shabbos over there in Hazorik talks about if you have a mechitza, a proper mechitza, which makes the spot inside of Rishus HaYochid. What that on top of the mechitz itself? Does that have a chesed of Rishus HaYochid or not? I mean, it's not surrounded. So the moral list says a svara, a kav chomer, right? That if this mechitza makes the insider shayachid, so definitely it itself has a chashiv zor shayachid. It's just svara. Akoponim, this svara is a svara in mechitzas. In mechitzas. What we're talking about over here is not a mechitza, so that wouldn't apply to such thing. On top of the pasiv birois, on top of these things, would not necessarily have a din of a rishus hayachid. That's one nafkamina. Another nafkamina that the Mefarshim talk about is the din of mechitza hoil v'hutra hutra. And we came across a little bit, we touched on this, that Rav Huna Shita is that once you come into Shabbos with the mechitza that was matered, so even if something goes wrong afterwards, once the het is chal, it remains. So this is also halacha in mechitzas. If you have a mechitza, then this halacha will apply. Hayel v'hutra hutra. But what we're saying over here is not working mitam mechitza. It's a new concept, so you wouldn't have this halacha. So this is a way that the Mefarshim explain what Tosis means to say, that there are actually two different gedarim. Something could work, it creates shliachet with hilchas mechitzes. That's the sugya on tezav of a maze. That definitely, in order, if you want to have a chashivs of mechitza, you need that you can't have parts murba alayimid. And then you have something else, another concept over here, which you're not working with mechitzes. Not working something which is a proper mechitza. What you're creating is that you're being mavdil, you're separating the area by totally surrounding it. That's what you're doing over there. But not necessarily that each piece has a chashivas of a mechitza, and totally, it's also not a hilchas mechitza. This is a new concept, similar to that of Oma that we said, and therefore, this has different guidelines as to when the place is considered separated, and like we mentioned, there are nafkaminas. What? Yeah, has a chashivas of a shayachid. We're just saying that the shayachid was created with different means. Right? It's a different mahalakha. Right? Yeah, right. So of course, you know, this is midrash, it works, and again, Chazal don't want you to use this in general. Chazal will go easy that you need mechitzas, right? That's what according to this, what the exer is, that we're not going to be soymich on this kind of thing. Generally, you need mechitzas. Right? See, you have to stim with Omet, you know, we do let you use. But this is the idea. The Chazal generally require mechitzas. We don't want to use this kind of thing over here. And they were makel by other regalim that you could use this kind of rishus hayachid, even though it doesn't have proper mechitzas.
Okay.
Okay, both here. Okay.